Peter and John were friends of Jesus. And so after Jesus died and was raised to life and ascended into heaven, they became the leaders of the Jesus way. They were the leaders among all the friends and followers of Jesus. And they were staying in Jerusalem. And one day they decided to go to the temple for prayer time. Prayer time happened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The temple was really, really big. There were a lot of different entrances. And Peter and John were going to go in through the entrance called the Beautiful Gate. So as they were approaching the Beautiful Gate, they saw a man being carried and then placed on the ground outside of the gate. They noticed that there was something wrong with this man's ankles and his feet so that he couldn't walk. So he spent all day, every day, outside the Beautiful Gate, hoping that people, as they passed by, would give him a little bit of money. And as the people walked by through the gate, sometimes some of them did drop a coin into his hand or on the blanket there where he was lying. As Peter and John drew close, they stopped to look at this man. He didn't really notice that they were studying him so carefully until Peter said, "Look over here, look at us." And so the man looked at Peter and John thinking, "Oh, maybe I'm going to get some money now." But Peter said, "I don't have any gold. I don't have any silver. But what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk." And then Peter reached out his hand, conveying his faith. And when the man also reached out a hand and Peter helped him up, he realized that his feet and his ankles had become strong enough to be able to stand. And he quickly discovered not only that, but he could walk, he could run, he could skip, he could jump. And so he went with Peter and John into the temple, dancing all around and shouting out his praises to God. Well, this, of course, caused kind of a scene. People weren't used to seeing someone come in for the prayer time, jumping and dancing around and shouting. And they realized it was a man who'd always been laying outside the gate, and they started to point and exclaim to one another and gather around. And so Peter said, "Listen, people, I want to talk to you about God, and I want to talk to you about Jesus." And so they all became quiet and listened while Peter told about how Jesus was crucified and how he was raised and how his power for good can still work in the lives of people who love and trust him. And he said to all these people, "Turn back to God. Come back to be faithful and true and just and live the way God wants you to live." By this time, the security officers who were in charge of making sure everything stayed calm at the temple realized there was something very unusual going on, and they pushed their way through the crowd, and there at the middle, they found Peter and John talking about Jesus. So they grabbed Peter and John by the arm, and they took them off to jail. And Peter said, "It doesn't matter what anybody does to me. They can lock me up if they want to, but I'm not going to stop talking about Jesus." We're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to your adventure. And let's make sure we include Angelina and Kehlani. Good. Gracious and holy God, may our love of Jesus shine forth in our lives. May we never be afraid to talk about your grace and your love. Amen.